Hello and welcome to another edition of Now Playing. I'm Arnie and Marjorie is back after a couple of missed episodes.
Well, I'm only going to see the good movies.
That seems elitist of you.
I'm limited on my time.
How do you know what's good until you see it?
Well,
you listen to Now Playing.
Yeah. Or I could just say that the general population knew that Midnight Meat Train was not a good movie.
Well, the movie we saw this week was Tropic Thunder, directed by Ben Stiller, starring Ben Stiller, written by Ben Stiller and a couple of other people.
And I think produced by Ben Stiller, possibly.
It was also co-written by Ethan Coen. And this makes me think everybody knows Ethan except for me. He's worked on everything. He works with Sam Raimi. He works with Bruce Campbell.
Well, let's get to talking about the movie. Who cares who directed it? This is not a pretentious movie podcast.
The movie stars Ben Stiller as the lead actor,
It's Tug Speedman, kind of a ripoff of, kind of like a Sylvester Stallone ripoff, I'd say.
Sylvester Stallone in his Tango and Cash period.
I wasn't aware Stallone had periods.
Where he was kind of washed up during Cliffhanger.
He's washed up now. What are you talking about?
Well, now he's kind of in a renaissance.
No, he's not.
But it's a washed action hero who's had one hit and then beaten it into the ground and then tried for some dramatic roles with mixed results.
It also stars Jack Black, who actually I cannot stand. I hate Tenacious D. I don't like Jack Black. I'm sure his Kyle friend, whatever. The only Jack Black movie I like really is Saving Silverman. And that's because it is one of the best movies of all time.
You didn't mind School of Rock.
I didn't think it was great, though. It was merely adequate for something to watch while I vacuumed. Because my problem with Jack Black is he's got to do all that crap with his face. He can't just act.
You mean the eyebrows thing?
Yeah.
He plays Jeff Portnoy, who's basically Jack Black if Jack Black starred in The Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
So he's either Eddie Murphy or Martin Lawrence. Take your pick.
We also have Robert Downey Jr. playing Kirk Lazarus, a method actor who's Australian. So I'm kind of thinking a little Russell Crowe there. Because, you know, Russell Crowe put on all that weight for certain roles and then lost all that weight for other roles. In this movie, Robert Downey Jr. is playing the African-American platoon sergeant and underwent a skin dyeing procedure so that he could be the African-American platoon sergeant.
Yeah, and then there's, I don't know who this other guy is, Brandon?
Brandon T. Jackson, who plays Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Brandon T. Jackson, you may know from 8 Mile. Roll Bounce.
Nope, keep going.
Ali.
Nope, keep going.
Envy, which had
Jack Black and Ben Stiller.
Yes.
But that wasn't a good movie.
Well, he was in it.
Tried too hard. And the Canadian.
A Canadian?
The guy from Knocked Up.
Are you referring to Jay Baruchel?
Yeah. I say he's Canadian, I assume, because he had the maple leaf tattoo. I assume he's Canadian or just really into Canada.
He was in Knocked Up. He's in the forever delayed movie Fanboys.
Oh, poor guy.
He was in Almost Famous.
He must have been like a baby in that.
And these five are the acting team starring in the movie Tropic Thunder, which is based on the book
Tropic Thunder,
written by Vietnam veteran Nick Nolte.
Well, his character is called Four Leaf. And the whole idea of this is 10 guys went in for this special mission. Four came out, three wanted to write a book, two did, one made a movie.
Of course, as with any major motion picture, it's over budget and behind schedule.
It was really funny because they show the beginnings of the movie and everything, and then they're on the set, and there's a report from Access Hollywood where they talk how the movie had been in production for 4 days, but was already pushed back a month from its release schedule. Basically, the movie's in the crapper.
And so the director, inspired by Nick Nolte and yelled at by the studio head, who was geniusly played by Tom Cruise.
I didn't even recognize him.
He's shaved his head and put on a fat suit. And
it's not really a fat suit.
Chubby suit?
He's not even really chubby. He just...
A potbelly suit?
Not even really a big potbelly.
Yeah, like, that was a potbelly.
Tom Cruise is in a fat suit. Not really.
Well, not like the Clumps, not Rasputia from Norbit fat suit, but Tom Cruise is not a chunky man, and that was a portly role.
I don't think it was portly, but okay. Perhaps you're subscribing to that whole a minus two is actually a size.
Anyway, back to the movie. The director decides to film the movie guerrilla style by flying the five actors out away from their posses and their TiVos and their luxuries, takes their cell phones, destroys them, and tries to make them film it real style. But what they don't realize is they've actually left Vietnam where they were filming and wandered into Laos and the haven of a heroin kingpin.
who is 12 years old.
Who believes them all to be DEA agents.
Yes.
And from there, hilarity ensues.
Yeah, this is one of the movies that I've seen, one of the few, where it's funny from beginning to end. And we can't give away any of the spoilers because there are spoilers in this movie.
And they're all punchlines.
Yeah. So we're not going to give any of those away. So if it's vague, you'll understand when you see it.
And you need to see this movie.
Yes.
This movie is the funniest movie I have seen in a long time. And Marjorie and I don't usually agree on comedies.
No.
You prefer more the slapsticky, brainless comedies.
Not necessarily.
You like Dodgeball and Elf.
But
and
I like, Elf isn't a brainless comedy.
It's fairly.
Okay, here's
Anchorman.
That was a very thinking man's comedy. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's brainless.
It's slapsticky.
Anchorman wasn't slapsticky.
It's the 21st century version of the Three Stooges.
I disagree on that.
However, I prefer usually the more cerebral comedy of 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Wait, I like that movie too.
It's rare that we agree, but sometimes we do.
So what you're saying is, in your opinion, I have no taste in movies.
No, you just like...
You think I'm a dumb monkey. You do.
Only when it comes to certain comedic films that usually star either Mike Myers or Will Ferrell.
You think I'm your dumb monkey.
You laughed so loud in Elf that you embarrassed us both.
I wasn't embarrassed.
And you laughed that loud again in this movie. This is the first time you've laughed that loud since Elf. And that's a good thing. That means this is a very funny movie.
So, but you think it's a brainless slapstick movie? Because no. I laughed out loud?
It's rare that we both find a comedy that we both find this amusing. Ben Stiller plays pretty much the usual Ben Stiller character. It reminded me a little bit of his performance in Zoolander at times, the whole self-absorption bit, but it was far more reined in. It's not Stiller's best performance, but it was really funny. I think Stiller needs a good director, and Stiller can't direct Stiller. I think Robert Downey Jr. is the comeback kid of 2008. First Iron Man, and now this.
Yeah, I thought he was dead, or close to dead, for a long time.
He kind of took that method acting for less than zero a little too far.
Yeah. I didn't know he was on Alec McBeal because really I hate that show.
I only know because I have the soundtrack and he sings.
Why do you own the soundtrack to that?
Anyway.
Let's talk about brainless things.
I like Vonda Shepard, but he is fantastic in this movie.
He is good.
He had me rolling. And here's the thing. Sometimes I forgot it wasn't a black man.
That was every single joke in there when he was speaking.
I know, but when they weren't making it a punchline, sometimes I forgot. He really got in the role.
He was supposed to because that's what the character did. So he was an American man playing an Australian, playing a black man.
Yes.
Who never got out of the character.
As he says in the trailer, he's the dude playing the dude pretending to be the other dude.
Yes.
But I couldn't believe how well he did in the role. And he pulled off every voice well. The Australian accents.
Well, and his black speak was actually a mockery that kind of...
It was 70s jive.
Yeah.
And the other African-American character, Al Pacino, calls him on it repeatedly.
Yeah, and that had some hilarity. Now, Jack Black, who I normally hate, was actually really good in this role.
Playing Jack Black on heroin.
Yeah, and it was really funny. And everyone said this movie had potty humor. I don't think it did.
There was one scene of potty humor, and it was funny, and everyone
was
rolling.
But it wasn't necessarily potty humor. It was a little bit of sexual humor. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily what I call potty humor, like farts and everything. But I didn't think it was all that foul or offensive. And we're not even going to talk about the controversy surrounding this movie. I'll have to say, people, it's a movie.
It's funny. Lighten up.
Yeah.
Now, the unsung heroes of this movie, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom Cruise. Now, I don't like Matthew McConaughey, and you don't like Tom Cruise.
Who does?
I just can't like Matthew McConaughey in any movie. I bet he's great to party with, but...
He was good in this movie.
He was great in this movie. He was hysterical in this movie. And during the climactic Tom Cruise, Matthew McConaughey face off, I was on the edge of my seat. I was riveted.
Huh. Not when people say that. And ladies, sorry to disappoint, he did have a shirt on.
But no shoes.
No shoes, yeah.
And no bongos.
No.
But he was playing Wii.
Yes, he was.
The other two characters, who we didn't know the actors very well, they hold their own. They do very good in supporting roles. They don't have as much screen time or as much
characterization. Well, what's his name? Jay? Is that his name? Baruchel? Baruchet?
Yeah, Jay Baruchel.
It's probably French.
Baruchet.
Could be. He actually got a lot more screen time than I thought he would. He was really good, and I think he played off them really well, everyone. And I think he did a really good job. Al Pacino, he did good too, because I had no idea who he was. He played it like he owned it. It was awesome. There are some big names in that movie, and those two guys really did well up against the big names.
Overall, we can't talk a lot about the plot or where it goes or any of the punchlines, but Marjorie is right that we started laughing at the very opening scene of the movie, where the characters are introduced in the most inventive way I've ever seen in any movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, we know who these characters are, and Tobey Maguire's hilarious.
Yes, yes, he is. All the guest stars are really funny.
They are. They play it so well. What I want to say is, if you like spoof movies, the people who make the crap like Date Movie and Meet the Spartans and Superhero Movie and Scary Movie, they need to go to this movie with a notepad and take some freaking notes on how to satirize Hollywood, because those movies suck. This movie, I've not laughed this hard in a movie in a long, long time. This may be the best movie of this year, and that's over Iron Man, and that's over Batman.
What's the best comedy? So I think Iron Man and Batman are going to duke it out.
I'm not saying it's going to gross the most, but it was this and Iron Man are the two movies I had the most fun experience at this year, and both had Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting like a man crush going or something.
It's a bromance now, remember?
No, it's only a bromance if it's reciprocated, and I don't think Robert Downey Jr. is like, that Arnie. I love his podcasts. But maybe he is. Maybe he's on the set of whatever he's doing now, listening to us right now, talking about him.
I doubt it.
How meta would that be?
Bottom line is, you need to go see this movie. It's fun. It's a good escape. And you're laugh all the way through.
And I usually never say whether you should see a movie in theaters or if you should wait for DVD. This one, there are certain jokes that I don't think would play on a DVD player. So just go to theaters and see Tropic Thunder. And even if you've been put off by some of these people's past movies, Marjorie didn't like Jack Black.
I hate Jack Black. I'm sorry, Jack Black. I just don't like you, except in Saving Silverman.
I have not really cared for any of Ben Stiller's previous directorial efforts. Cable Guy, Reality Bites.
Oh, wait a second. Now, I love The Cable Guy, and I think that's one of the best movies of all time. It's hilarious. It's a nice, good, dark comedy. And it's a thinking man's comedy.
And it's got Jack Black in it.
I know, he's barely in it, though.
But these actors are truly playing to every strength. Can't recommend this movie highly enough. And with that, we leave you with Now Playing.
Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.